We're swinging across to the Gold Coast where our tuhine, Nicola Hemi-Morehouse, is based. She's known as Miss Nikki. And she's been creating waiata for Tamariki and has launched some new music. The latest single was just presented on Saturday. It's called Do You Know Your Pepeha? But she's known for creating fun and bilingual music and books, and really, I suppose, got into this scene to tautoko her own tamariki. But while she's based in Oz, she wanted to ensure that they maintained a connection to our Māori culture, and wonderful to connect with you today, Miss Nikki. It's me, Dale, this end at Radio Waate. Tēnā koe, tuhine.
Tēnā koe. Kia ora. Thank you for the awesome intro. You've done your homework.
Well, thanks very much for joining us, you know. And Orangi here has got a little one at Kohangareo. He says that he's familiar with your work because, you know, the kids kids at the Kohanga are celebrating. Oh. You know, it's tough when you're in Australia but wanting your kids to maintain that connection to our culture, Nicola? So, what was the driver for you to create these beautiful little songs for our tamaiti?
Yeah, well, first of all, it is really tough being here. And so in my family, we've done what we can to be able to connect, and it's really paid off. But as far as the inspiration behind setting up my YouTube channel for content for tamariki, this started in COVID. A lot of really great projects started up in COVID because we had time. And I've been a professional performer for children for about 12 years anyway. So during COVID, I started this channel. I always had a hunch that, you know, we could make some great content for our babies, and it just blew up overnight. So I've been really fortunate, and I think it's been helpful, help pushing the waka forward anyway. So it's been a really wonderful journey.
Tēnā koe. When we look at our Māori population, some might be sort of discouraged because a lot of YouTube people want to connect with the millions worldwide. I suppose we have to contain ourselves somewhat when we're encouraging tamariki and whānau to utilise te reo Māori. So it was never driven by you wanting to become immense and a huge YouTube figure like Mr. Beast, but mainly wanting to connect our tamariki and whānau together with beautiful songs that celebrate our culture and our reo, right?
Yeah, thank you for pointing that out. If I wanted to be huge, I could be writing songs about other things, and I know I would get the following and I could get the audience, but that's not my kaupapa at all. I really want to reach specifically our Māori babies, but Kiwi babies. And the whole kaupapa is to raise our mana and to help our Māori babies feel empowered. So it's not about fame or money, because I have neither of that, but it's just about lifting our mana, pushing the waka along, and boosting our reo, because I never had those things when I was a child. And when I was raising my own children, they didn't have these resources available for them. So, yeah, thanks for pointing that out. That is exactly the taki behind this.
You've been working with Ngai Tūhoe Kai Kōrero and Matangareo Justin Kiriama. You wanted to make sure that the reo was correct, but also making it playful enough for a four-year-old to learn. This is important. What's been some of your feelings of the heart when you've heard our tamariki connecting to what you'd planned, produced and delivered?
Gosh, you know, well, first of all, working with Justin has been amazing. We've worked together on a couple of projects, and he's just so supportive and a beautiful person, so I'm grateful to have his support for my projects. But when working with tamariki, it's the families who will write to me. And these are families who live all over the world, not just Aotearoa, and send these heartfelt messages saying, thank you so much. You're helping our babies connect to home. You're helping our family connect to our reo. And that, you know, YouTube doesn't pay a lot for this type of niche work that I do. So it's the comments and the support from families that really drives this. So I think it's working in that sense.
I'd love a more lengthy kōrero with you. With my own family have been in Australia for many years, and so that's the case for all of us back home, tuhine. We've all got whānau in Aussie, and we know that they all want to stay connected to their taha Māori and their culture and their reo. But it is difficult. Yeah. So big ups to you for recognising that and celebrating at the very best level, which is for our pepi. I noticed that is it your daughter Story who helped to do the illustrations for your bilingual sing-along book?
Actually, gosh, you're very good. Yeah, so my daughter Story Henny Morehouse is a celebrated illustrator. She's done many, many pukapuka. She's done How My Koro Became a Star. She's done about 20 Māori books, but she and I did collaborate and created this beautiful book called Because I'm Māori, He Māori Aho. And that was published by Bateman Books. And that was a really special book to do with my kōtiro. So, yeah, you're right. We did a beautiful collaboration for that.
Well, the latest piece is only a minute long, and it's called Do You Know My Pepeha? Do You Know Your Pepeha? Shall we play that? And then we can finish off our conversation. It's going to be short today, Nikki, but I'd like to have a more lengthy conversation about some of the serious kaupapa that's going on in the creation of these tools, tools for empowerment, tools for celebration of culture, and obviously tools to help our tamariki feel more grounded. But Rangi, if you'd be kind enough, mate, we'll play this little waiata so our peeps at home can get a feel for what Nicola Hemi Morehouse, known as Miss Nikki, is doing with her sounds. This is Do You Know Your Pepeha?
Nikki?
I know, me too.
Do you know your pepeha? Pepeha, pepeha. Do you know your pepeha? Let's all learn together.
Four little things that you should know. Tahiru a torifa.
Let's go!
One.
Go mountain.
Two.
Go sea.
Three.
Go waka.
Four.
Family.
Do you know your pepeha?
Do you know your pepeha?
Let's all learn together.
Oh, pretty cool, all right. Well done, Nikki. And, there's some pretty sophisticated things going on in the actual recording there, but the sentiment is joyful. And thanks. That's an example in Homa that's sort of directed for our kohanga kids. And Nikki's got a bank of different waiata coming out as well in the next little while. Hey, really pleased that you've recognised the importance of this, but I didn't ask you your own PPR, so I probably should, shouldn't I? No he koe, Nikki?
Well, ko whitireia te maunga, ko raukau a kawa te moana, ko Ngāti Kōata, ko Ngāti Kuia, me Ngāti Tōranga Tiranga Iwi, anō kirikiri roa au, engari ko te taikaura i ahi te reiri e te kāinga e nei rā.
Tēnā koe tuhine. Very cool. So that's out as of Saturday. Are you releasing these little ditties over the next month or two? What can we expect going forward?
Yeah, you're right. So last Saturday, I dropped the first song of my Pepeha album, and fortnightly, we're going to be releasing different songs of the album. And the whole kaupapa of this album is to teach kupu and elements of Pepeha So at the end of it, Miss Nikki provides a template from all of our learning so that tamariki and families listening in can formulate their own pepeha at home. And so I'm dropping these as singles, but it's also going to be like a 20-minute long YouTube series where Miss Nikki talks to puppets. And, you know, we confront all of the intricacies of pepeha too. You know, we address a lot of things like, it's too scary, I don't know how to say it, I'm going to stuff it up and I'm going to be embarrassed, and all of the fears, and am I allowed to say pepeha if I'm not Māori? So it's quite complex, but we deal with this in a really beautiful, simple, loving way so that babies can embrace it and learn as they go. So, yeah, there's a lot to it, but it's really a lot of fun too.
I enjoyed it. I was dancing in the studio. I'm glad you couldn't see me.
Thank you.
But anyway, lovely meeting you, Nikki. Miss Nikki, if you'll and look that up on YouTube channels, a celebration for our tamariki. Wonderful to have a kōrero. Sorry it's so brief this time around, Nikki. We'll make contact and talk a bit more length next time. Thanks very much.
I love it. Tēnā koe. Thank you. Kia pai tōra. Thank you. Tēnā koe.